vape. Powerful topic. PowerShell, sorry. Dad joke. I just couldn't resist. To talk to us about that and so much more, please welcome Daryl Miller. Hey, Daryl, how's it going?
Hey, Dean. It's going excellent, thanks.
Awesome. Apologies about the terrible PowerShell joke. My dad jokes are on top form after the kids running in there and giving me my swag. So
we need to find any way to inject humor into the technology topics of our lives.
Exactly. Yeah, we'll do our best. We've got 15 minutes to do that, so we can have some fun. I'd love to hear exactly for the audience what you do here at Microsoft and what you're working on as we dive into this story.
Yeah, sure. So my name is Daryl Miller, and I am a program manager on the Microsoft Graph Developer Experience team. And my role is building tooling and helping the experience to help developers build applications on the Microsoft Graph.
Nice. I love developer tooling. This is really my kind of bag. I love all this stuff. I'm all about infrastructure as code, automation, and I feel at home when we're talking about this. So I've been really excited all morning in prep for this session. And I know you've got some demos to show us in a bit. You're here to talk to us about Microsoft Graph. You mentioned that. For those watching that maybe aren't familiar with what Microsoft Graph is, hopefully most people know from the key segments we saw, but just a kind of whirlwind tour of what the Microsoft Graph is.
Yeah. So in the simplest explanation, Microsoft Graph is a giant HTTP API that allows you to access pretty much any information that we store on your behalf as either a user of a Microsoft 365 tenant or even as like an Outlook.com or for the old folks in the room, a Hotmail.com account. When you sign in and you store data in your OneDrive or your OneNote or into SharePoint document libraries, all of that information is accessible via the Microsoft Graph API.
Ah, oh, nice. I feel like the old person in the room now, as I'm still actively using my Hotmail.com email address. I'm just waiting.
That's awesome. The
onslaught of emails now. I won't give you the full address live. And you're here to talk to us specifically today about PowerShell for Microsoft Graph. So tell us a little bit more about that.
So here's the challenge. Is Microsoft Graph, because it is so large, what has happened over the years is there have been a few different PowerShell libraries that have been created. Obviously, for areas like Intune, it was super important that there be a PowerShell library. There has been the security API created a PowerShell library. Obviously, there's the AAD PowerShell libraries that gets a ton of use. So we've had different teams build different PowerShell libraries. And then, of course, the community stepped up. And there has been built community efforts around creating PowerShell libraries to fill in the gaps. But Microsoft Graph keeps growing and growing, and it's a significant amount of community effort in order to be able to cover the full surface area. So because one of the things that I own in the developer experience team is all of the SDKs, so we already have tooling to be able to generate libraries that can access all the SDKs in different languages, C#, Java, JavaScript, Python, PHP, we decided we should take on this role of producing PowerShell libraries across all of the Microsoft Graph. So there would be one module, one access token, so one sign-in experience, and you'd be able to just get the full set of benefits across all the Graph from one library.
Nice. And you can see me smiling here. I've played around with some of the Graph stuff before. And like you say, there's been an enormous and fantastic effort both from various teams at Microsoft and the community. But it is a little fragmented, right? And my face lit up when you mentioned the single token experience. So that's great that we've got that. So how do you achieve this? How do we do one Microsoft Graph PowerShell module? How do we do that?
Yeah, so the power of metadata, fortunately, we generate our current SDKs off a big chunk of XML metadata, which is in a format called CSDL or Conceptual Schema Description Language. And so we have tooling that does that. But about a year and a half ago, I heard about a project that was going on over in the Azure division. There's a tooling called AutoREST. which does a lot of the generation for Azure SDKs, and they were building a generator that would generate PowerShell modules, because in the past, all the Azure module PowerShell modules were handcrafted as well. And so I started following that project, and we decided, okay, let's give this a try. But in order to be able to use AutoREST, we needed a different description format called OpenAPI. It just so happens I'm fairly familiar with OpenAPI and I'm involved in that specification. So I had some tooling and we built some more tooling that would convert the the CSDL into OpenAPI, which we then feed into AutoREST, and out pops a whole bunch of PowerShell commandlets. So now, as we have new changes to the Microsoft Graph and those go out weekly, we now have a CI/CD process that will automatically detect there are new changes and generate new PowerShell commandlets for the new graph. So we do this for both the V1 of Graph and the beta of Graph, and we're going to be able to stay up to date with all those new capabilities that are being added to Microsoft Graph.
I love that. That's awesome. So there's a, I love how meta that is as well. You're talking about your team creates developer tooling and you're using tooling to create the tooling, right? I love that. The yes. There's and that's really useful for people to be able to know that this is going to stay up to date, right? Because it's built straight off the top of the OpenAPI spec for Microsoft Graph. Yeah. I love that. So, I mean, enough talking about it. Are you able to show us this PowerShell module and see exactly some samples of how this could work?
Absolutely. So let me pull up our favorite Windows terminal. And it's once you've gone through the sign-in dance, and I'll show you a little bit more about that in a second, but it's as simple as doing connect graph, right? We followed the similar to the AZ process, but it's going to ask us to do this little sign-in dance. I'm just going to hop over to here.
Nice. This is the device code flow that people might be familiar with.
This is the device code flow.
The Azure CLI, et cetera, yeah.
Yeah, so I just need to go to the akms.deviceLogin. Let me just switch over to profiles. We have so many useful features in Edge Login now. Paste that in. And I'm going to sign in. Fortunately, it remembers my password. And we're just going to hop back to... there. So now we're in. We can now start partying on that data. We can go get a list of users in the tenant. We can go and get information about our organization. So obviously we can use all the standard format list, be able to see all the information here about our, we can see assigned plans, we can see assigned licenses. We can go get information about groups. There are thousands of PowerShell commandlets. Obviously, we don't have time to go through a whole load of things, but you can get at those root level entities. And then, so if I go back to user here for just 1 second and grab one of these users, and then I can get, because the Microsoft Graph is a lot about relationships. So when we want to, we're interested in the relationship between data, we just do this. But instead of going and getting MG user, we're going to go and say, go and get join group or join team. So now I can see the teams that a particular user is a member of. This particular guy only has one, but that's how you start to be able to navigate through the data. Now, the way that you can find out more is you go and pull down our GitHub repo, because we do all this open source. So I'm going to go into here, and when you pull in this repo, we have a whole bunch of samples that will guide you through the process. So installing the modules, it's as simple as saying install module Microsoft Graph. You can go see the commands that are available. Connecting to Graph, there's one little extra piece of information when working with the Graph. You need to consent to actually say PowerShell is allowed to do this with my data. So you tell it what you need to do and you'll go through a consent dialogue. And then we have a whole bunch of other examples here as how to work with tenant information and users and groups, sites and drives. And as a dev, if you want to be able to go create applications now and play with service principles, all of the commandlets are there to be able to do that. So I encourage people to go explore our GitHub repo in the Microsoft Graph organization.
Nice. And before to do this, I would have had to like install a bunch of modules, right, to be able to do this different stuff and authenticate with each one, right?
Yeah, well, this is split down into many, many modules, but we have one meta module, the Microsoft.graph, will pull in the 100 or so other modules. So if you are really only interested in one small part, you can download one module at a time, but you can just go pull them everything down as well.
Nice. And as I have to ask, as someone who's both I have a Microsoft Surface, but I also use a Mac occasionally, this is PowerShell Core, right?
It works in PowerShell Core. It works in Windows PowerShell. It works wherever you want to work.
Nice. I'll be certainly checking it out. And there's a bunch of demos for people to get started there. And it's not just the interactive experience, right? We can obviously, of course, use this as within PowerShell automation scripts.
Yeah, there are some examples in those samples there where you can go and build your own client, go register your own client ID, and you can go and set up the appropriate permissions and then use that application ID as part of the sign-in process, so you can do it in an unattended manner. And we are working towards also being able to support managed identity. It's not there just yet, but hopefully soon we'll have managed identity and being able to use things like Key Vault in order to get the secret for with scripts. So it'll do all the rotation of secrets.
Oh, nice. And that'll be built in, right? That is pretty cool. I love that. I guess today people could just query the local metadata endpoint on a VM, for example, and kind of roll that themselves, grabbing the token. But you're going to try and build that into the natively into the functionality, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Awesome. Absolutely. And there may be some community people watching this. And we've had fantastic contributions from the community over the years for building these great commandlets and modules. How do you see them being involved in the future?
Well, they have already been involved massively. We've had so much great community feedback to date. We initially released this without the MG prefix and all of the commands, and the community were very adamant that we absolutely needed to add that prefix to be able to basically namespace all the Microsoft Graph commands. We've had a ton of feedback with regards to the authentication process. We've had feedback about the pipelining, and we're still doing work to refine the way commands pipe information from one to the other. It is supported, but there's more work we can do there. But because we're doing this out in the open source and we've been doing it right from day one, we've had a ton of really valuable feedback, which is great because I'm a tools guy. I'm not necessarily a PowerShell guy. So I reach out to the PowerShell community to tell me when we're not doing things particularly correctly. I also have the advantage of being fairly close in the org to Jeffrey Snover. So he's had some great feedback and has helped guide us along the way in the process.
I'm sure he has. Yeah. And what's next, right? So this is what we can do today with Microsoft Graph and PowerShell. What does the future hold?
Well, the awesome thing is because we're using this set of open API descriptions in order to drive this generation, the Autorisk team haven't stopped with the PowerShell generator. They've gone off and built a CLI generator as well. So that's our next step, is we're working with that team to say, okay, let's take all these open APIs that we're currently using to feed PowerShell and see if we can generate a CLI. And those are basically Python modules or Python scripts that get created. So we've built ourselves a Microsoft Graph Python core, which is now in preview. And we're layering on top of that a bunch of CLI commands. So hopefully very soon we'll also have a mg.bat command line tool, and you'll be able to do all of that if you don't happen to be a PowerShell person. You'll be able to get the JSON back and do those James queries on the results. And the added benefit of this is, from what I can tell, once we're generating that CLI stuff, they have mechanisms to start generating Ansible and Terraform type support. So in as far as supporting all of this infrastructure work, this is going to be really, really interesting. And to add one other thing, there's a team based out in Ottawa who are building desired state configuration mechanisms on top of what we're doing as well. So there's just going to be a whole wealth of opportunities for doing provisioning and integration type work using the PowerShell library. So we're super excited to where this is going. And we've had great cooperation from all the different workload teams who are like, what, you're going to build a PowerShell library for us? Okay, and we just have to go in and do some customization? And that's what you can do. They can go and layer their own customizations, just go to the GitHub repo and do PRs. And we can accept PRs from the public too, in order to, if there are more rich PowerShell commandlets that need to be layered on top, we can do that as well.
Love that. That's great. So go ahead and head over to the GitHub repo to contribute, and head over to the PowerShell gallery to get this installed and get started. Thank you so much for your time, Daryl. Unfortunately, we are out of time, but thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Dean.
Thanks. We've heard a lot.